Welcome to Next Day Prep. I hope you're ready, because today was a rough one. We are watching tomorrow, and frankly, we're licking some wounds from today. I'm seeing a sea of red across the board. What is going on out there?
It was ugly. Plain and simple. We saw the S&P 500 drop 1.2%, the NASDAQ shed 1.6%, and the Russell 2000 took the biggest hit, down nearly 1.8%. But here is the headline that matters for active traders. The S&P 500 closed below its 50-day moving average, sitting right at 6,882. That is a major technical breach. We are officially in negative territory for the year on the S&P.
That 50-day moving average is a psychological line in the sand for a lot of bulls. It feels like the tech sector was the anchor dragging everything down today. Everyone was watching Alphabet.
Absolutely. Alphabet was the story. They actually topped earnings estimates, but then they dropped a bombshell on the call. A capital expenditure plan for fiscal year 26 of $175 to $185 billion. That number spooked the street. Investors are asking, can you actually generate returns on that kind of spend? The stock was down 5% in the morning, but credit where it's due, it battled back to close down just 0.6%. That intraday fight back is the only silver lining in the mega cap space right now.
Yeah, but that anxiety seemed to spread. We saw Amazon down over 4% and Tesla down over 2%, and Microsoft down almost 5%. It felt like a sell first, ask questions later kind of day.
Exactly. And look at the sectors. Consumer discretionary was the worst performer, down 2.6%. You mentioned Amazon and Tesla. They provided weak leadership ahead of Amazon's earnings. But it wasn't just tech. Materials got hammered, down 2.8%. Profit-taking is hitting the winners of January hard.
I also saw some carnage in the crypto space. What happened there?
Total flush. Bitcoin dove about 13%, breaking below the $64,000 mark. That volatility spilled right into the equities. Coinbase dropped over 13%, and Robinhood was down nearly 10%. When Bitcoin catches a cold, those high beta names get the flu immediately.
Ouch. Okay. Before we get to the trade setups for tomorrow, were there any survivors? I saw Hershey on the list.
There were a few defensive pockets. Hershey was a standout, up 9% on a beaten raise quarter. That's a classic flight to safety, people buying chocolate when the tech trade sours. But look at Cummins. They beat earnings, revenue returned to growth, and the stock still collapsed almost 11%. The market didn't like that the recovery is skewed to the back half of 2026. In this environment, if your guidance isn't perfect, you get punished.
Brutal. All right, let's pivot to the wave rider analysis. We need to prepare for the next session. What are the key levels we are watching on the indices?
Okay, listen closely. The momentum is bearish. On the SPY, we are looking at critical support at 674.50. If we break that, we could see a flush. Resistance is sitting up at 680.90. For the QQQ, that support level is 592. We saw heavy selling volume on the down bars today, and the VXX, the volatility index, is spiking. It's up over 15%. That tells me fear is entering the building.
So with the VIX rising and indices heavy, are we sitting on our hands or are there actual setups working?
We are never just sitting on our hands. Even in a red market, there is always something working. The WaveRider scan picked up some very interesting continuation breakouts. We are seeing rotation into specific cyclical and semi names.
Give us the tickers. What's on the radar?
First one is ARW, Aero Electronics. This is a momentum ignition setup. It had a massive late session expansion and spiked in after hours. We are looking for a pullback to the 141 to 142 level to get long, targeting a move to 148. The buyers were clearly in control at the close.
Okay, ARW, what else?
Keep an eye on MOD, Modine Manufacturing. It closed near highs on strong volume. That is a classic continuation look. If it holds above 205.30, we could see a push toward 210. And surprisingly, Texas Instruments, TXN. While software was dying, TXN held up. It defended higher lows. If it clears 225.85, it looks like a solid semi-leadership play.
So we're looking at hardware and semis over software right now?
100%. The software stocks are in freefall. The software ETF was down 5%. But hardware and select industrials like Modine are showing relative strength. Don't fight the rotation. If you're going long tomorrow, stay away from the laggards and focus on these names showing high relative volume.
Great insight. It sounds like tomorrow is going to be volatile, especially with the Amazon reaction coming into play. Keep your stops tight. Watch that 674.50 level on the SPY and don't force trades in the weak sectors.
That's the game. Stay nimble, watch the volume, and respect the trend. Good luck out there.
Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep. We'll catch you in the next session.